Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. It's Nikki. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday. I'm in St. Louis with Andrew Collin. What's up, Andrew?
Can I open my eyes now?
Yeah. Surprise! It's me.
What if it wasn't?
That would
I'd be
wild.
Fucking freaking.
Oh my God. Noah's in Arizona. How are you guys today?
Okay.
I'm good. Got stretched this morning. Got stretched out.
Got stretched out. Ooh. Boy. I know that sounds so gross when you say it. Yeah, which part?
All of them.
Yeah, would you get stretched?
Just my asshole.
How long was it?
Too
your
long.
Asshole. Yeah. Well, yeah. How dilated were you?
I literally Googled last night, is my hemorrhoid too long?
Did you measure it?
Honestly, this thing, it's its own person. It's starting to grow legs.
Oh, no.
I think I probably, it doesn't hurt.
Is it like a salamander tail?
Yeah.
You can pull off and it'll grow back.
It looks like.
It's maybe you have to have surgery.
Looks like a man that makes salads. That's how big it is.
Boy. I think so. It's a tong. It's a salad tong.
It's cool though. I could tuck her. Tuck her in. Now it's a girl.
Did you look at it yet?
I haven't looked at it. I pull on it sometimes.
So you know, you can feel how long it is.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Does it hurt when you feel it? Or like
no.
When you pull on it?
No.
So then what's the, then who cares?
It's an accessory.
Does it get?
It's a little tail.
Does it get in the way?
From what? Pooping?
I mean, like, why did you even Google, like, what's too long if it's if it doesn't bother you?
Good
question.
I don't know.
Thank you.
That is a good question. It's just unusually long to the point where I go.
How long are we talking?
Do we have, how long is this podcast?
To say the measurements to the exact numeral it would take. It would be like doing pi. Wait a second. So tell me, what are we talking? Seriously, how long? And like, let's be honest here. Don't exaggerate.
I'm not exaggerating.
Show me with your fingers.
I don't.
Do this.
Again, I don't feel.
But you
feel
if you were to pull on it. Guys, he's doing an inch. It's at least, it's an inch, maybe an inch and a quarter.
Yeah, it's.
Wait, and what are the diameter of it? Like, what's. Is it little? This. Like, is it like a. What's the, like, feeling of it? Is it, like, rubbery?
Yeah, it's like a rubbery substance. It's like if you pulled, you know those, like Play-Doh or, like, an old those erasers that would.
Yes.
Pull apart.
Okay,
yes. Kind of something like that. I'm sure some.
And it doesn't hurt when you pull on it?
It doesn't hurt. The only time my asshole hurts is when I eat spicy food.
Mm.
And then it somehow, you know, my ass, I don't know why it hurts so bad.
You never looked into that? Like, why does spicy food make my asshole hurt?
I'm busy Googling other things.
Yeah. Like,
one other thing.
What? Just one.
Every day.
I
mean, it's abnormal.
Yeah. That's, I mean.
Oh, so anyways, I got my hips stretched too.
Yeah.
And just everything. It's a great experience.
And how much is it? Did you find out?
So you could get four sessions.
For $100.
For like $115 or mm-hmm. something.
And then you tip on top of that?
Yeah, I tip. I do tip her.
Okay.
I do.
And then, okay, and how long do they stretch you for again?
20 minutes. So
it's not long enough.
I know. Longer. I do. You could do a 40-minute option. It'll be probably I don't know, like 33% more, probably.
Yeah.
All
right, I could be into that.
I mean, this is the way I don't know if this is the best way to do things, but you compare them to massages you get.
Do you roll first before they stretch? Because stretching, I've learned yesterday from my guy, if you stretch without rolling out first, you're pulling on cables that are like taut. But if you roll first and warm up the muscle, then it's going to be able to stretch like a rubber band. But if you're just stretching cold, like going in and just all right way stretching and not doing rolling out first, you're just pulling on cables that can't move.
So you're saying my hemorrhoid could be even longer? Do we got to get a little roller?
I really do.
Will you pizza roll my roid?
Oh my God.
All right.
Doesn't that make sense though? My guy said your muscles are like,
yeah, that makes
imagine
sense.
They're like taffy. If you're trying to pull about taffy and it has a wrapper on it, you can't do anything. But when you do, you know, myofascial release by rolling out, it warms up the muscle. It removes the wrapper so then the taffy can stretch.
Now, how sore are you when you roll? Because when I roll, it feels like a million bees are attacking
me. I love it so much.
Oh, yeah, you probably.
Last night I was like really getting into it. I did my chest, which is like, it is sore today. I went really hard with the Theragun and also with like a lacrosse ball just like over it. And it was so good. And this morning I do feel like better and more like, oh, like there's more movement in my chest. Mm-hmm. And then I rubbed out my.
Shin muscle, soleus,
which is like the lower calf, and like all the, oh boy, there were some good spots there. But Chris, my boyfriend who goes to this guy and has been doing it much longer, he was like, you gotta find because I was doing the Theragun on my chest and I was like, why can't I just do this instead of the little cross ball? And he's like, show me the pressure you're doing. And I did the Theragun on his hand and he was like, it's not hard enough, like you need to like find spots and just push on them and like torture yourself with those little knots, and which is like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's so painful. It's so painful. I got toe spacers for my bunions that are my favorite thing. These cost $70. I used to have them, but I lost them.
And was not expecting that.
And you, like,
that
is, yeah.
So
and
what
you,
does that do?
So they're toe spacers. You can't find this kind on Amazon. These are like, the other ones are made of like this just such shitty little rubber. I've tried to find.
It makes your feet look like hands.
Yeah, and it spreads apart your toes. And the one between my big toe and my second toe has like, it has a little hole in it. So does the one on the end. And so you can roll up. I rolled up an old set list and put it in there. And and it made it even bigger space. So now
are you wearing those from yesterday? Because you posted a video on our Instagram.
I've been wearing them.
Is this the new
ring?
The whole
time. They fell up at the very. Yes, the new ring. They fell up at night.
The other foot too.
Yeah, got the other foot too.
Can I ask a question?
Huh. This one doesn't have the spacer because I don't need that.
Does that hurt at all, or does it? Is it?
No,
like
it just feels good. It starts to hurt a little bit because it's like stretching it.
How long
like,
are you supposed to keep them on?
I mean, ideally,
I like
all the time.
Oh.
Because.
Like Noah's retainer.
If you wear
one show.
If you wear toe spacers and like. Bunion splints for just at night, like it. The way you walk will completely outdo every. Like if you take them out, you suddenly then the pressure of your whole body leaning on that toe and pushing it back into place, it negates everything. So you just I try to wear them all day.
When you take them, did you run yesterday? When you take them off,
no,
does it feel like? Remember when we were talking about the arms, when you push up on the arms?
I was wondering the same thing.
Does it feel weird to then have your toes come together at all or no?
No. They just go back right back to the way they were. I love these, though. They feel so freaking good. I, like, left them on for some hanky-panky last night, and, like, the pain of these plus...
I don't know why I could see my grandma Shirley in those.
It's so delightful. I love pain.
Oh.
Just, like, being, like... Your body being forced to do things that like it knows it can do, but you gotta try really hard. It's just so erotic to me. Like I forgot I left them on during lovemaking, and then after while they were on my foot during it, I was like, this is an added like thing. Like for me, I like sex to feel like endurance. Like I'm doing things that are like I'm uncomfortable with physically, not like psychologically, but somewhat. But physically too, and so I think that it just adds to it. Like I'm always going to wear my bunion splints during sex now. I really like it.
Did you keep the Crocs on top of them?
No.
So
that would have been too hot.
Now is your boyfriend attracted to the?
He doesn't mind it. They're not in the picture. He doesn't care.
What if your legs are up? Maybe he puts his fingers
in them. That would be cool. I don't think it would be cool for him. I don't want to speak for him, but I don't. He is not turned on by my feet by any means. He's not a foot guy or anything like that.
Look,
so.
He wants everything stretched out if you don't want to move.
Oh, God. That's
not God.
True.
What a word.
No, it is the worst word. But I will say that LeBron James has the worst feet I've ever seen. So if anyone ever tells
me. How do we know about LeBron's feet?
Do you want me to show you a picture of LeBron?
No, but how did it come up?
Because I was looking at Googling celebrities with bunions, and all of a sudden his shop showed up, and I'm like, LeBron James's bunion is worse than anyone else's bunion I've ever seen.
That dude has put more miles on his feet.
But other athletes don't have feet like this. They do. They really don't. Like, he has a bunion. Wait,
but
you
imagine,
see this, dude.
Imagine
I don't know
if
guys
he,
could get bunions.
If he gets corrective surgery and then, like, he loses his whole game. Like, that bunion is the reason.
Or he plays for another 10 years, and that's the only thing holding him back?
I think he has done enough research that if this thing needed to be fixed,
now, what
would.
If the doctor said to you, either you could wear those... I mean, what is that? My mom has that kind of toe. What toe
What do you
is
mean,
it?
What kind of toe?
His pinky toe.
Oh, where it comes up? Yeah, that's like, it's being moved over from like too tight of shoes and just weird.
Isn't that
feet.
Funny? That's like the best athletes on earth feet.
I know. So I have feet that are very similar. I have more in common with LeBron James than you do, probably.
I would say so.
I mean, my
I don't know. I'm pretty ashy too.
My foot looks mangled, and now I look at it as like, okay, LeBron James has it. Whereas Chris was saying to me, well, think of what maybe he could be without that. I'm like, What more do we need from LeBron James?
I'm sure there's a hot woman sports star that has no bunions, so I'm more similar to her than you.
Okay, you want to be a female athlete? Good for you. I don't.
Wait, so what were we just talking? Oh, what if the guy goes to you and goes, either you wear those spreaders every day,
mm-hmm.
or you just never wear heels again?
Because
doesn't the heels affect the bunion negatively?
Yeah, but I heels look too good. they look amazing. It's
no,
like
I know.
It would be like telling you not to wear an outfit that really elevates your style. You know, like that.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying if it caused me pain and like I guess
that's not causing my no. They're already there. That just like irritates them there. A little bit more
okay.
than they already would be irritated. They're not. It's not really like making them worse. I only wear heels like 2 hours. Or 3 hours a night, 2 times a week, which is...
It's probably not that much.
It's not too bad. It's not... That is not what's causing these things. So, yeah. So I rolled out last night, and then this morning...
I keep thinking of the Ludacris song.
Roll out. I went to Starbucks.
What, this morning?
Yeah, and I had to write this thing for this book. Oh, my God.
This book, I mean, I feel like...
It's the bane of my existence. I'm like, I feel so bad because the woman I'm writing with, I just keep telling her I'm going to like, oh, I'll have this to you by this time. I cannot get anything done when I say it's going
to
be done. Nothing.
There needs to be a punishment.
I've missed you every single one of my deadlines.
That you'll probably like.
What?
Did you get your audition done last night?
Yes, I did do that. But I sent it 30 minutes after it was due. And it might be too late for it. And I think I may have sent the wrong fucking thing. Like, I don't even know. Like, it's... And was it good? I don't know.
You know what, though? I feel like... It
everything
goes back
I do
to,
is just last minute. I cannot get
this done.
Asking
for an extension, I don't know. It could be one of those things where it's like, okay, yeah, we'll wait for her. Like,
and they can always say no.
Stronger.
That's my point is, like, I ask for extensions knowing that if they say no... Then I lose opportunity, and that's that. I'm not like, I know I'm going to get an extension. Like, I ask knowing that the answer could be no.
Yeah.
And then I go, okay, well,
but maybe
then
it gives
I didn't
you more value to ask for an extension in a weird way.
I just blow past every single fucking time I set for myself. It's just.
What did you do in school when you were late? With
stay
something?
Up late, stay up the night before every
but
single
But I know. What
time.
Made you do it, though, eventually? Because the punishment?
Because no, get... because I had to turn it in.
No, but
there was
why don't you feel that with. This deadline because there's no real punishment.
Well, because people make exceptions for television stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get away with it. And because I have people working for me, like, and I'm paying these people that I'm, you know, not necessarily the people I'm turning in the audition to.
What if she
to,
calls your parents every time?
But like, if someone wants you enough. If someone wants you enough, they'll give you an extension, you know? Or if like
no, I know.
So
that's
part
what
of
I'm
it.
Saying.
I have
like,
people
these
around
things,
me
like,
that allow me to get away with things.
Yeah.
But it's if someone goes no, you can't do that anymore, and this is a problem, I'd be like, bitch, you're on my payroll. What? You don't get to tell me.
So then what?
But I also realize I always give people, and I do this for everyone, I hope they know this, that when I am running late about something, even Matt the other day at our show, like, I went long and the casino was pissed at him because it was like, you need to be off stage by 12 o'clock. I was off stage at 12:10. And Matt got in trouble for it. And I'm like, please let them know it's my fault. There's nothing you could have done. I disobeyed you. So, like, you are not in charge of me in that way. And it's not your fault. Please let them know that. Like, blame me. So I hope that people know that I, like, Noah, when I forget to give her an ad or I, like, ask for an extension on an ad I'm due to give her, I never want it to land on her that it's her fault, but she is in charge of getting it from me, so it does ultimately become
probably
her thing.
Well, I learned my lesson, and I always broker for that extra time.
So oh, good. Just,
yeah, yes. That ad wasn't due for a month from now.
I don't know if I should have told you that.
I don't know if I should have mentioned it, because you know now, like, I am not going to get things done.
I just know how to work with you. People learn how to work with you, and that's fine. That's a part of the collaborative effort.
Yeah, the airport situation used to bug me. And then you just adapt. And it's not saying that, like, I also learned that your way isn't necessarily the wrong way. It's a different way than most people do. You know, like, showing up, you leave no time in regards to getting the bag there, getting to the airport. But I also learned you can do that. And we've only missed, I think, two flights in our whole.
Yeah.
I think two, three, maybe. Out of
one,
200,
one, like, we've made every show.
We missed one in Bloomington. Remember, we got stuck in traffic. That wasn't necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
We did leave late, but that was kind of out of your control.
I don't know. It was probably in my control, but, like, I really have never. I've maybe missed two shows in my 20-year career from being late for the airport.
Yeah. Because
there's always a way around it, and also, I just look at things like, it's a show. This is not me going to sign a peace treaty for the end of a war. This is a dumb show at a comedy club, and things get, and yes, I know there's a lot of money riding on it, but, and I always try my best, but when you start to look at things of, like, it's just a show, and then especially for you, like, you can look at it like, it's not my show.
I know that took a while to get to. Yeah. Also, you think of whenever you would travel as a kid, there was you had to get to this thing. Like, I remember I missed one flight. You know, my whole life. Mm-hmm. You don't miss flights, really, from leaving too late when you only fly once every 5 months. It's a big thing.
It really annoys me when people are like, I'm packing for a trip next week. I got to start packing. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Over-preparing for things really sets me off when people do that. Like, because I'm such a person that doesn't do that, that I get so annoyed by people who actually do the thing that I wish I could do, that I just get so frustrated by them.
But these are skills you learn over time. You've traveled for 16 years.
Yeah.
So, like.
But I never packed a week before.
Yeah.
Never. I was always the night before.
I remember I missed one flight for, like, my step family reunion. And I probably missed it because I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
So I got really fucked up.
Who doesn't want to go to a step family reunion?
What is that? What am I doing there? Why am I there? It was in the middle of Pennsylvania. It was me and, like, five cows in my hemorrhoid.
Nothing good happens in the middle of Pennsylvania. Just, you know.
Except for Wilkes-Barre. That was a hell of a show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That plane crash.
It was so weird being at my stepfamily reunion.
That wasn't a good thing, though. But, yeah, a brave thing. What?
That was better than my stepfamily reunion.
Yeah, was it terrible? So you missed it?
So I missed it, and then they had to, you know, then they had to change arrangements, and then, you know, then you're the one coming late.
The thing is, they don't have to do that. That's on them. They can just go on without you. You're the one that missed it. They don't have to change anything. When people go, well, we had to do this because of you, it's like, that's you. You wanted to do that. Just go on without me.
Especially,
I understand if I'm the star of the show, then I do feel bad, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but we got to go to break.
Yeah.
Let's talk more or less about this when we get back to this, Andrew!
Every steps go to another step. If you keep stepping up, you never step down. But if you step down, don't be sad like a clown.
Okay.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're back.
I'm kind of getting two wraps in.
Yeah, you are.
I apologize. I'm
That's one of my favorite parts of the show is you ending the first segment with a little just like lullaby.
Anyhow, dude, I watched. Have you seen the new Jackass?
No, I have no interest. I don't like seeing people get hurt.
I don't think you would. I didn't finish. So this is the funniest part about Jackass, and I think you would really. This would be your favorite prank. They go, Johnny Knoxville opens. He goes, we weren't going to do another. It almost sounded like another Godfather, the way he was talking about it. He's like, we never thought we would do another Jackass. And then Jeff Tremaine or whatever, the other guy, is like, we never thought. And then Johnny looks at the camera earnestly. He goes, but I've been writing for 10 years, and I knew I had to get what I've been writing filmed. Like, he talked about, like, what he's writing is like.
It can't be more than what we write in our phone in terms of notes of, like,
it's literally
nephew. But it's like that's what there's no writing that I understand. I call what I do writing too, but it's really just two words in a note.
Yeah,
but I would never say.
I would say what you do writing is more. So then it cuts to the first interview, and it's just a guy putting a tube in his ass with hot sauce, and I'm like, I gotta see this.
I want to see the
writing.
Copious notes that he has taken to write.
Do you think
point.
It's a draw, like a stick figure, or like
the blueprints?
What if it's like a 15-page, beautifully written thing about a guy putting hot sauce in his asshole? Oh just my like, god, I was crying, dude. I was crying.
Just how seriously he was the only person I ever interviewed that I was just like,
yeah, you didn't think he was right?
I don't like when people go, I don't like that celebrity because the one time I met him, he wasn't nice to me. True. Because who knows what he was going through that day? He might have been up late writing. He might have had a deadline.
Dude, every scene is them putting things in their asshole. So maybe I was just sad because I don't get to.
Something's coming out of yours.
I mean, hot sauce inside your asshole?
I know. My God.
And then they put a popsicle in his asshole to cool it off, and then the guy ate the popsicle. That's what Johnny wrote. Can I ask you know
okay,
what?
Sorry, that's porn I watch every single day of people's eating.
Yeah, there was a writer.
Off of yeah.
So Jesus you know what's Christ. Funny? Like I thought, like if Johnny Knoxville was born like 500 years ago, he would just be those fucking weird people that would come up with different ways to torture.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Have you ever been in one of those torture rooms?
No.
I remember. I don't remember when I went, but I saw the table where they would. Like stretch people.
The thing, the thing that, it, God, just, what the hell? Why is the show all about stretching?
But you know they would do that to people.
Oh yeah.
But well, just imagine thing, that's your job.
They would have two horses go in opposite directions and go like go, and they'd all die, and then they'd rip you apart. That's a fast one. But man, the one that really gets me is like the iron
cattle, or
the iron bull. The iron bull, I think it's called. They have this gigantic hollowed out iron bowl. It looks like a cow. And they put a person in it naked. And then they put it underneath a flame. And it slowly like heats up and just burns. You're just like, I mean, sorry to everyone listening.
But that's how you make a good porterhouse.
Man, I've thought of some really fucking disgusting creative ways to torture people. Because like the Saw movie franchise, I've talked about it before. I like to read about Squid Game. I like to read about like really morbid things. I don't like to see them, but Saw, I love to read the ways in which they've creatively came up with people like to die.
Yeah.
And like the worst ways. And I've got some.
What's
really
that other
good ones.
Movie where they die? A Final Destination.
Oh, yeah. That one's good too.
That's where you start looking at it. It's like this racket's about to murder me. How would this racket fall and murder me?
That really, nothing. I can't think of anything creative with that, honestly. But
you've been thinking
there's nothing
about
in this
it.
Room.
The lights could fall on electric.
Oh man, I thought
something.
Someone was broken in my apartment today and was going to murder me. I was in the shower and I heard a door open, like someone was. I thought it was maybe you, and I go, no, he doesn't. He would never come by this early. There's no chance this is happening. So I pulled back the curtain. I'm just like listening, and I'm also like, and I don't have the dogs with me, so I'm like, fuck, they would be barking if someone. But then I realized I always lock my bedroom too, so I'm like, so this asshole has to get through two doors.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm just gonna hurry up and finish this shower. And then I just was like, I accepted that I'm gonna die. There's nothing I can do right now that is gonna prevent me from dying. If there is someone in my house with a knife, I'm dead. There's no me getting out and getting a towel. Like, so I'm gonna be dead and less wet. If I get a towel, I'm gonna, like, I just was, yeah, like, I'm just gonna still finish my shower because, yeah, chances are I'm not gonna die. But nothing right now. I have no weapons.
The conditioner is only halfway through at
this point. God,
So what happened? Do you think someone came in and just
left? I went out. Eventually, I left the apartment to go get something, and I saw in the hallway there's like a maintenance crew, so they were just some bang that happened out there. They're working on something, so it must have been that. But it's a weird moment to go, I should just finish washing myself because there's nothing I can do.
Yeah,
I just looked around the bathroom and I kind of was like, what would I grab? I got nothing.
Is there any part of you, I mean, that would want a small gun in your room, just in case, some situation like that.
A little small gun, like that, just because it'd be cute.
Yeah, yeah, like the one bulleter one. Yeah, the ones that are like,
what are they, like Dillingers or something?
That probably won't stop a perpetrator. And yeah, if she'd have to aim it and stuff, it's.
Yeah, guns would be too complex. I mean, I even learned from my book Columbine that Eric Harris broke his own nose with his gun because he didn't know. And he practiced with guns a lot, and he broke his own nose from the back charge of it. And that was one of the reasons he killed himself so early and didn't kill as many people, because he was just like frustrated that he broke his nose.
Really?
Yeah. The things you learn when you read a book about mass shootings, and then a mass shooting happens, and then you're
oh my God.
I mean, I literally posted yesterday, guys, you should read this book, Parkland, about mass shootings, because it'll teach you a lot about the, like, I like, and then that guy that wrote that book is like, he's the one that gets called in to talk about these things every time they happen. And on his Instagram story is my repost yesterday of him being like, thanks for celebrating my book. And then getting makeup to go on TV to talk about this fucking thing. I can't even believe I did not know about yesterday's thing until 9 o'clock at night. I don't know how I missed it. I got like one alert on my phone, and I don't even pay attention to alerts. And usually alerts, unless they say like, breaking.
Yeah.
And they don't really do breaking anymore because I guess too many people got... I just saw... My news alert did not say breaking. It just said a school and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I get alerts that are like, a school is doing a new kind of book ban. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that. So I see school and I don't even think anything of it. And I didn't know about till 9 o'clock at night.
We're
and then all of a sudden we look at our
shit.
Phone and we go, Mike,
yeah.
18 fucking 18. Children?
I know.
I mean... When Sandy Hook happened, that was
13 plus 2.
But that was Sandy Hook?
When that?
That was Columbine was 13 plus 2. Sandy Hook
was
more.
Like 20.
Yeah, it was
oh,
more.
Oh, shit.
And it was first young graders. Kids. I mean, it was just, but I remember that being like almost like that was the biggest thing to happen in months and months. This just felt like, oh, yeah. No. And I go, wait, 18 kids? Why is this not being covered more? I just don't understand.
There's so
I feel
many...
like it just didn't make as big of an impact. The fact that I, who am on my phone all day, did not know about it.
I feel like this
until
one.
Until 9?
I feel like, whatever, to get your hopes up or whatever, which is unfortunate. But it was in Texas, which is the biggest gun happy state.
Wait, to get my hopes up? What are you talking about?
No. To get our hopes up in regards to like any kind of reforms going to happen.
Oh, nothing's going to happen.
But it's in Texas.
I'm done. I have no hope. I'm really one of these people. I don't care. I don't.
I get that.
I'm ready to give
that.
Up because it's done. Climate change is. We're gonna. Humanity's over, guys. Count us out. Like no one's gonna change anything because.
I know, but I'm just saying.
If I would, I need. I just need to sit this one out. I'm just tired of caring because they're not gonna do anything. After reading this Columbine and Parkland
book. But we can't become
book,
that numb to it because then it will never change.
Well, I'm out.
Things
at
have
some
changed.
Point, at
they
some
stop
point
stretching,
you give up.
Guys. They stop stretching,
well, at
guys.
Some point you're, no, at some point you're on that stretching table and you're going, oh, I hope something happens where this isn't going to happen, and you just have to accept your fate. That's how I feel. I feel like
it's very
we
like,
are on.
It reminds me of the Carlin thing. But like, but
no,
he,
it, that's
but remember
how I feel.
When his daughter asked him, why do you still perform? and then he couldn't say anything. I like that. I like that question. Because why do anything then? If everything's going to go to shit.
Because you know, it's just, I can't, this is why I don't get excited about things anymore. When they don't happen, I get so sad, and it ruins my life to be in constant states of disappointment about.
I get that.
So if I stop caring what the Republicans, I know they won't do, then they can't hurt me. Like if I have zero expectations for them because I have zero anymore. They're heartless, money grubbing, disgusting, deplorable. Like just they're the people. I don't even know how they get away with it anymore. Of just these. Even yesterday, I posted. They said Matthew McConaughey hinted at gun reform. How do you hint about gun reform? Hinting.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what a break. Well, and then that makes a news headline. Why? Because it's bad that he hinted? Or because it should be making a headline that he hinted about it?
Well, he's a Texas boy.
Who the fuck cares?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying, though.
This is why I can't care, because it makes me so upset, because it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
But I... Can I?
Yes.
I'm not trying to, like, judge your caring.
No, my lack of caring.
When you say... The world's going to end, whatever. People don't realize. And it's like the Carlin thing when Roseanne was interviewing him. And like, no, you do care so much that when nothing happens, then you're like.
Yeah, that's why I can't care anymore, because I care too much.
But people want to see that you do care that. Because when you just go, I don't care because everything's going to end, they don't realize it's because you care that much. And I'm not saying that public whatever persona. Because.
Yeah.
So point being, though, he bought the guns legally. As an 18-year-old,
yeah.
He bought 375 rounds. What, like, who the fuck, like, how is there not a cutoff
for
that?
Why does a teenager need an assault rifle?
Yeah, he bought two. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, they have no argument.
Because they're scared we're going to take their guns. Like, why do they get to do everything to our, why do they get to slowly cut things from women's health care? And we go, we know where this is going. You're going to take everything. And then you get mad at us and go, we're not going to take everything, even though you actually do. And that is your goal, even though you say you're not going to ever overturn Roe versus Wade. And then that's ultimately what you do when you're chopping away at it slowly. And that is what you do. And then when we say all we want is more gun reform, we want to be able to have background checks on people before they get guns. We want to have longer waiting periods. We don't want teenagers just to have assault rifles. We want registries that are actually digitized and not in just these old books. Nothing's in a fucking computer. That's what we want. And you say, no, we know where this is going. You're going to take away our guns. Why don't you believe us when we say
you
we're not
why?
Going to?
Because you know
that you don't do it.
Yeah.
That's why you're scared of yourselves, because you know you have no backbone. You know you have nefarious goals that you are putting into place. So, you know, it's all projection. They think we're going to do exactly what they're doing to us, which is lie.
Yeah.
When really all we want is for children not to die. Have your fucking guns. I don't give a fuck if you like guns. Have your hobby. I don't care.
Yes.
How is this? This is ad nauseum. I mean, who isn't feeling this way? This is the thing that bothers me. How could this is? There's no. If you look in this Parkland book I'm reading, 90% of people, even gun owners, agree that there should be background checks for people before they get guns. 90%. The guy in the book says, there's nothing politically that the country agrees on 90% wise. There's literally nothing except this. Yet they still won't budge because there's that 10% and the people of the NRA that convince everyone that means they're going to take all the guns if we budge even an inch. So the NRA's platform is, we don't budge an inch because they'll take everything. So we stay the way it is. And it's like, what other any other entity works that way, where there's no like being like, oh, let's tweak this. That's why they're called amendments that happen, because we didn't get it right the first time. You have to amend things.
I looked at how much money the NRA is giving.
It's not even that much.
That's the fuck.
It's not even that much.
Look, is $1 million to someone a lot of money? Is $1 million worth fucking hundreds of kids dying? Not even close. The most Mitt Romney gets $14 million, but mostly it's around like $1 million. So for $1 million, where you're already, all these people are already making good money. Like, they have money coming in from all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, you have $0. Here's $1 million for dead kids. And then they're like, okay, $1 million, that'd change my whole life. These fuckers already have millions of dollars. So it's like.
And we need to stop talking. I don't want to look at that guy's face. I don't want to see, I don't want to know the guy's name that did it. I don't want to see his face. I don't want, just anytime you see that, turn it off, you guys.
Unless it's in a book 25 years later.
No, the book I'm reading does not mention the killer.
Oh.
Columbine did because that was already out.
I was just being,
I don't even know the name of the Parkland guys. He calls him the killer the entire time. There's no pictures, nothing.
That's good.
Someone sent me something about Parkland and it had the killer's face in it. I'm like, I don't want to see that kid. Give him nothing, because the reason these shootings keep happening is because these kids want to be famous. This is all in the Parkland book, because he breaks down why this keeps happening and people don't understand. It's because we glorify these people. It's because we put them in the news constantly talking about them. And these guys want to be remembered. They want to go down in infamy. And if we stop talking about these people, all of these shooters, they go in and they look at what they've been doing, the notes that they have, you know, all the writing they've been doing,
Knoxville. Yeah.
And they always worship other school shooters. They always have a hero complex about these people that we've built up in the media. So it is the media's job to stop talking about these killers.
And a lot of times they survive too, in the sense of like, oh, I could do all this and I might make it out alive.
They're suicidal. You think they want to die? Oh, yeah.
This guy died. This latest
And he died, died the way that the Columbine kids wanted to die, but the Columbine kids did not get to do in a shootout with the cops. Mm-hmm. That is a way of glory of going out, is being, they have it all built in their head.
I read about this kid. He had a lisp, so I'm
no,
like,
I don't even want to talk
sense.
About, we're not talking about the kid.
But the lisp.
Honestly, we're not
but
talking about
But he has a lisp. I have a lisp.
Let's get to the news. Let's do one good news story.
But I have a lisp.
Okay.
It's about me.
LeBron.
You heard it here first.
Turkey
yeah,
team.
You heard it here first.
If I had LeBron James feet, it's either basketball player or I'm shooting someone. Those things are terrible.
Oh, my God. Come on. Do you want to say your thing that you say for the news?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah?
It's Wednesday, folks. You know what that means. It is Wednesday. Hope you're having all the swells out there. I know it's tough right now. But I don't know. It's not a joke. It's just being honest.
And back you know to what? You, Noah. It'll happen again and again and again. It's just going to keep happening. Don't, you know, this isn't the last one, unfortunately. Noah.
Okay, so this news story, I was inspired by your Instagram Live yesterday where you took everyone around your crib.
Yeah, put off I, did all a, your stuff. I did a tour of my house. And
the
I
whole
showed
house?
Everyone how dirty I am and how messy everything is, just so they could feel better about themselves. It gave me an idea. I
you showed
do...
them the Encino Man shower?
Yeah.
Wait, you ever seen an Encino Man?
No.
Oh, my God.
What's Encino
Man? I'll show you one scene. When they find the... They find Encino... They find
You're
the
not
caveman.
Spoiling anything for me, by the way.
I know. I'm just trying... They find the caveman because there's like a muddy...
Oh,
like,
right.
It looks
because
exactly...
Of my, oh, I didn't go in that shower room, but I wasn't like avoiding anything. I would have showed them that. Yeah, there's footprints of my like spray tan that
so
I did.
So it looks like a caveman that walked shower. Through.
No. Okay, so Noah, what were you inspired by?
Okay, so I was just looking up, you know, articles about why people buy stuff, and I found something very interesting. You can't buy your way to happiness. Don't fall into the retail therapy traps.
Mm-hmm.
So an estimated 1-5% of the population suffers from shopping addiction, a compulsion to buy more even in the face of mounting debt, as people struggle with anxiety, OCD, and other mental health issues. I'm not saying this is your thing. This is just...
No. For, well, you know, point so, taken.
So
but
here's
yes.
here's what the marketing and shopping relies on. Shopping feels good when we're unhappy because it makes us feel like we're taking action, psychologists have found. But if you frequently use shopping to improve your spirits, you might be vulnerable to manipulative ads and website designs. Tricks like faux flash sales, meaningless countdown timers, and designs that lead you to click more expensive options are called dark patterns. And researchers at Princeton found thousands of examples by crawling through the code of e-commerce sites.
I mean, there's so many things that get me all the time of like, 50 to 60% off already. Like, and then you get a discount at, you get to type in a promo code. So it makes it feel like you're doing something to get that discount. Then you.
But it's already so high priced. So it's not even a discount.
It's intentional.
Really.
Bloomingdale's is having a sale right now. That's like 50% off already marked down prices. And it's like, how do you not fall for that? And then I go and I'm looking at it and I'm just like, this isn't like something special for me. This is for everyone. This is, it's already so marked up. This is so stupid.
You know what? When I buy clothes when I don't feel good about myself, which is kind of what she's saying. Yeah. When I'm like exercising and feeling like I'm like, oh, I could look good in a regular plain t-shirt. I don't need anything to make me feel like I look good. That in my mind, that's what happens with me. It's like when I'm more confident in myself and feeling, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, just, you buy things because you need to dress up the fact that you're miserable.
Yes. And yes. So that's usually what happens with my brain. Like, I remember I was in a store. I was like, I don't need a new pair of jeans. I look good in my jeans. Like, the ones I already have. Like, yes. Because I feel good about myself.
Yeah, I buy
my
things for sure to feel better. Like, I definitely get in those streaks of, like, wanting to buy a lot of stuff. Like, buying, like, I'm obsessed with buying toys for Poppy and Arlo. Like, I just, because for me, it's almost like, stuff I didn't get as a child that I really wanted, or like just knowing how much it would lift my spirits as a kid. Like getting toys as a kid is just it's crack. Heaven. It's like it was.
Would you get that one like $50 bill too? Oh my god! When you get cash as a kid, I don't know if they even know what cash is now, but
yeah,
as a kid when my grandpa got that
when
one
I give
card,
Arlo a Venmo, he fucking
a request.
Yeah,
give that money back that you lent them.
Yeah, I definitely 3%. Do retail therapy, and it's really embarrassing to admit that because I feel like I am a savvy consumer, but you really can't outsmart your subconscious that these people know how to hack and like all the things that they convince you.
So take me through a step of like, where are you seeing the ad on Reddit? Like, where are you seeing these ads that get you?
Usually
because you're not on TikTok, because that's a good one. They really
get it. It's Instagram. An ad will come up where I go, no, but usually it's things that I convince myself when I seek them out and I find them, but they make it me feel like I've found
it.
Yeah. Yes. Really, they found me.
It's like we've been playing hide and seek this whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's
the strategist,
how good they are.
The New York Times magazine has a blog called The Strategist, and it's about consumerism. It's like just people who like to buy things and like buying the best of something, which interests me because I want to buy quality things.
But that's how they trick you. New York Times.
Yeah.
It's for smart people.
Gorgeous layout, really like really savvy, chic, good taste. People like with good taste, people who are doing a lot of consumer reviews and like, so it's always like, you know, fashion designer's favorite pair of jeans. And it's like, okay, well, I got to get these. Or so that a lot of times I will go to the strategist and I will like look through that. Or it'll be like, you know, Lily Reinhart's 10 things she can't live without. And I'm like, let me just see what she can't live without. That's why I have all these new like throat cough drop things, is because Rob Thomas did like 10 things I can't live without on The Strategist. And one of them was this throat spray that actually is awesome.
GQ has a 10 things I can't live without videos too. And I'm like,
yeah.
I look around, I snoop around those.
Yeah.
I was like, if they can't live without them, I can't live without them. But you know what? I guess that's better than almost like being like, oh, I need $30,000 red bottom. Like, there could be the other way. At least you're looking for deals to get like good things.
And I'm looking. Now that I have money, I'm trying to spend a lot of money on things that will last me forever. Like, I really would love to just not to get to a place. I'm trying to get to a place where I don't buy things that much. So I just want to buy stuff that, yeah, jerky. I want all my shoes to be made of beef jerky.
I went to a golf place today and
freeze-dried ice cream.
And, you know, I have these two putters that I don't use anymore that I can trade in, which 6 months ago, I would have already traded in, and I would have got new iron. And like, I hit these irons, and the old me would have bought them. And I'd be like, I like. Like, I can somehow, you know, you just do something so much that your brain just goes, this is an impulse. At least you got to hit them. You don't need them.
Yes.
In a week, they'll just be regular irons, and you're going to want different irons. Like,
yeah, you can already see ahead.
It's so hard, though, in the moment. It's so hard.
Yeah. Mine is always impulsive. I never buy things. If I have a plan to buy something, it won't happen. If I'm like, I need to get a new car. I mean, I've been looking for a new car for 2 years.
Here's the thing, it's though. Never gonna you'd happen. Buy it. You might have a new car if you could have just went
clicked.
Like that.
Yep. Add to cart, buy. Because it's for me, it's always compulsive and impulsive.
So actually, them taking so long is the reason.
It's the reason why I don't have a car. It's 100% the reason I don't have a car, because I just don't feel like sitting. I would have bought that car the other day, but I just did not. I would have a car right now if it didn't take 3 hours. I would have many cars.
That's what I'm saying. They're saving you. You would have had your own Jay Leno.
I would
garage.
Have a lot more guitars if you, if I could, like, if guitars weren't so based on, like, once I get them in my hands, how they're going
to
feel.
This all goes back to if you can't easily buy a gun, you probably wouldn't get a gun as much.
Yeah.
It's just like that fucking simple, dude.
You might think about things a little bit more. There might be more things that might intervene between you and doing the thing.
It should take 3 hours to get a gun. If it takes 3 hours to get a car, give me 7 hours to get a gun. You have to sit in a room for 7 hours.
Yeah.
And people go, well, then you're going to come after my 22. I mean,
the biggest point is, like, you can't drink until you're 21. Why do you get to have a gun?
That's because so you got to look cool before you can't drink.
You got to saunter into that saloon.
You know what gun I want?
Revolver.
I want that lighter gun. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the lighter gun. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. It's just.
That's what 7 hours. 7 hours.
7 hours. That is really funny. The wait time should be as long as car dealerships.
Yes. And you have to go through the whole process. They got to sell you. They got to be like, well. And then you got to go through all the shitty jokes that they tell you. But no, you just go to Walmart. You go, hey, I'll take that AR-15 that could kill 300 people in 3 seconds.
There you go.
Ari has a story. Our friend Ari.
Ari 15?
Ari Finling.
Mm-hmm.
He worked at
Sporting Goods.
Did you read his story? Mm-hmm. He worked at Sporting Goods store. This guy came up to him, asked for a fucking gun, and then when he went to grab the gun, the guy like went to grab it without putting his fingerprints on it. And Ari goes, I can't sell this to a guy that doesn't want to grab it with his own hands.
What?
So then he goes to his supervisor. He goes, I don't feel comfortable selling.
And the supervisor felt.
Supervisor okay. goes, you go over to this section
and
while I take care of this customer.
Because I want to make commission on this gun.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. They don't give a fuck.
People just don't give a fuck. It's all about making money.
Maybe the so guy
that you can
maybe
spend
the guy
to make yourself feel better. It all comes full circle.
Maybe
let's
had
get
a Bill
to
Murray phobia.
Why do I care?
What's the movie?
Why do I care? What about Bob?
Yeah, what about Bob?
All right, Noah, why do I care? Today okay. I don't care about a lot of stuff. I've given up caring, but let's see if
because
I care about
care.
This. Because I care.
Maya Henry's belongings are still at ex Liam Payne's house as the singer goes public with new love, Aliana Mala.
Okay.
So he had a baby, right? Or she had a baby with him, right?
I don't know what I don't know any of the One Directions.
I don't think so. They're very, I mean, they're, she's
wait,
21.
Liam is.
I think Liam, it's the other one that Zayn. Zayn had a baby.
No,
maybe
but
Liam did
no,
too.
I feel like Liam had a baby with an older, someone that's older, like 9 years
right,
older.
Right.
Is this the one?
Yeah, maybe. Well, anyway, her things are still at his place.
Okay. So her belongings are still at his place, a pal says. And so basically her car and stuff is at the singer's house. This is such a blow for Maya. She's making arrangements to get her belongings out of his house so she can move on and forget they were ever together. And I wanted to know, have you guys ever lost something in a breakup because you just didn't want to go pick it up?
Just my heart.
Oh, well, besides that.
I've kept
worth
things.
Nothing. You've kept? Oh.
Yeah, because it was just too much to give back. And I also thought that if I gave it back, the person would probably throw it away and I actually want this thing.
And and it's tough for you with returns. Callback.
It's
ham
true.
Trip.
It's
32,
true.
20, maybe 18 episodes. What if your ex-boyfriend gave you a return label?
that's a good
that's
idea.
So funny.
That's a good business.
Ex-return labels? That's not a bad business.
Yeah, I like that.
That's hilarious. But did you not want to see him face-to-face and give it to him?
No, I think it was just, it was like a birthday present I had given him that I thought was really cool that he didn't like. And so, or I just sensed he didn't like care about it as much as I thought it was cool. And I thought, if I give this to him, it'll probably remind him of me and he probably won't keep it. So I'm just going to keep it because I like it.
Can I ask what it was?
It's a painting.
A painting.
Yeah, it's hanging in my living room and he sees it every time he comes over. Yeah. But it's true. Like, I think that he just didn't like it that much. And like, sometimes I do this. I buy gifts for people and I think it's great. And I think they're going to think it's great because I think it's so great. And then they don't.
When I got
and
you
I'm
those
like,
earrings.
Yes, those earrings you got me.
Those turquoise. Which
you
your parents said look good.
Yeah, my parents did like them. maybe you need to get your ears pierced and have those.
That's true. I could just re-pierce them. The top one that my dad said was infected. with gay.
Oh, God.
Pretty much. But, he didn't say he was gay.
You never had any girlfriends that you've, like, exchanged stuff with, though, besides the
fluids.
One that... Oh, God, gross.
Fluids is also another word. Mucus, terrible word.
I mean, who's tossing that word around? It's not, it's like, I don't think any, it's not a word you hear a lot outside of...
Sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in health.
Mucinex.
That little booger guy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good mascot. I like it.
It definitely makes you want to buy the product.
Yes.
Like, if I could get rid of
that guy, if I can inconvenience that disgruntled, overworked, alcoholic booger in my nose that's like abusive to his family, I'll get him out. I'm going to evict him.
No, mucus came up because Brenna was sick again and had mucus coming out of her eyes.
What?
Oh, mucus eyes, Brenna.
Eyes?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, no. That's an infection. Then mucus is infected.
Yeah, she's on antibiotics. And
fuck.
I thought she got COVID again. Two in a month. No cove.
No cove.
Just old school. Old school mucus.
Old school sickness.
Yeah, God. Yeah, dude. Remember those?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Remember a sinus infection?
Oh, yeah. I used to get them all the time.
I know. But
all the time. I was like, I have chronic sinus.
I think I had a sinus infection. I'm not kidding. For like 7 months.
If your snot is yellow, sinus infection.
Yeah, yeah.
And mine was always yellow. Mine was orange. Mine was sienna, burnt sienna. And I'm like, Dad, so I need help. Let's get to our Wednesday wild card segment. We're doing finish my sentence, but it's not finish my sentence. We're doing finish my Uber Eats order. Uber Eats, of course, is the app that you can get, you know, stuff delivered from restaurants. But now they can deliver pretty much anything. Pretty much anything. Not actually anything, but you can get anything from the Uber Eats app within reason. So Andrew and I decided to do a little experiment where we try to finish each other's Uber Eats orders, where we get things that are, you know, like you can get stuff other than stuff at restaurants. Like I always thought Uber Eats is just restaurants, but now you can get stuff from pharmacies, like the stuff that you need around the house, grocery items that you might need. So if you check out the Uber Eats app, you can see in your area what kind of stuff you can get. And it really is like almost just about anything that you need, household items, grocery items that you think, oh, Uber Eats doesn't have that. They actually do. So check it out and you'll see what we got each other. So Andrew picked out grocery items for me because last time I did his grocery order. And this time I placed his pharmacy order and got things for him from a pharmacy. He got things for me from a grocery store. And now we're going to go through each other's orders that we placed for each other, trying to get the order as correct as possible that each other would make if we were up to it on our own. And you yourself, just like me and Andrew, can order with the Uber Eats app today. Andrew, you want to go through what you got me first? And yours was grocery items. I'm dying to know what you got me.
I don't
and I
know.
Really hope you did a good job because I actually want things I'm going
to
use.
Okay, but here's the thing. You're not easy to shop for, especially grocery-wise.
That's not true. I couldn't be more explicit about what I like.
I'm telling you, but this...
I've been on the grocery app, and there are many things on there that I liked that I didn't get for me because I wasn't able to place it because I was placing it for you last week.
What grocery? Okay,
it was
well...
the same store.
Same store.
All right.
There were things on there that I go, God, I hope Andrew gets this for me eventually.
Okay.
I got
you.
This segment is always just very hard for me because I feel...
You
my
don't
big
feel
thing
seen.
Is like,
I get
don't feel
it. You don't
seen.
Feel
I'm like,
seen.
How can my friends ever think that I
Didn't
would like that?
Didn't you need
that?
Band-Aids 3 weeks after I bought them?
Yeah, but your Band-Aids, again, the ones you got me were gigantic ones that you used to cover up a gunshot wound. Sorry, ham drip. But like, I need little ones.
Yeah, but you had that intruder just a few hours ago.
That's a good point. All right. Well, you're right. Okay, go on.
I see you, by the way. I do.
We'll see. Let's
you know
see.
Who doesn't see you? This grocery store. All right, I got you your favorite bubbly water. I got you seltzer water from a place in Texas that you really like.
Okay,
so I got you
I like that.
A few of those.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Big Daddy ones.
Okay.
I got you your favorite. I know you don't make coffee at home, but in case you do eventually, or if you want more and they're not putting enough
oh,
in your coffee
Oh, that's always a good
Starbucks,
thing that like you, if you have one of those coffee makers with the pods.
I got you almond milk.
Oh, you got me almond milk to put in. Okay, great. Now,
just in case
is it,
you need more.
Well, let me. What kind? How many? How much sugar is in this almond milk?
5 grams.
You can keep it. Go on.
There wasn't 0 grams.
I'm guessing there probably was.
Here's the thing. do a quarter of it.
Okay. That's true. No. I'll use that. But it's a little...
Still seen.
I'm seen, man.
Guacamole.
Seeing... Okay.
You're not a huge guac head anymore.
No, but I will. I'll get back into guac. I need a gateway guac me back into it, because I forget. Sometimes you forget how much you love a food, and that's one I'm actually craving right now.
Isn't it weird?
I put some guacamole on a rice cake. People think I eat rice cakes because it's anorexic food. I love the consistency of a rice cake. I love how, you know, we talked about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at the bottom of your lunch bag, how they absorb the peanut butter and jelly. I like that a rice cake absorb. I just love the consistency. So I will put guacamole on a rice cake immediately. Okay?
I got you your favorite protein bars.
That
can't say
I
what
can't
kind that you eat can't anymore? Eat.
Oh, really? Are they ones that don't have any dairy in them?
Yes.
I mean, literally,
based on the name?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Love it. And is the flavor possibly something that I'll be celebrating next week?
They didn't have that
no.
one.
Okay.
That.
Well, still, I like all those flavors a lot. And they just, I know the bar you're talking about, they recently redid the chemistry of it. So it's a lot like.
But these
more
have
supple.
Sugar in them.
Not a lot. Okay. Show me how many grams. What, 6?
No.
How much?
I don't think
no, they're like 2 grams.
Oh.
I think that those bars have like 2 grams.
Oh, total sugar, but total carbs.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about carbs.
Oh, then here. Then okay, well then maybe. Let's go back on this almond milk.
Yeah, I'm talking about sugar, man.
Oh, 5.
Searching for sugar,
no,
man.
No, sometimes like the net.
It's a great documentary.
About
also
carbs.
Something that
about a guy that...
I think the whole carb craze is just so stupid. And I know that people are going to write to me and be like, Nikki, your comments about sugar are really triggering me today. You know what? They trigger me too. I'm just being honest with myself. Sugar is something that I get obsessed with, and I don't like a lot of it because I don't floss my teeth enough. And also carbs, I don't give a fuck about carbs.
There's net sugar. So I learned about
this. I don't want to talk about...
Oh, they use the fiber to subtract. I learned that.
Fibers of nets?
Fibers of nets, which is a new movie coming out from Casey Affleck.
Okay, is that what you got for me?
Doesn't feel like a Casey Affleck movie.
Is there one more thing?
Yeah, there's one more thing. And this is, I think, really seen. I feel like you don't have this enough around the house.
Oh my God, is it pepper? It's a condiment?
It's a seasoning blend, which you just don't
love
have.
A seasoning blend. You what never... kind of seasoning blend are we talking about? You don't have to give a, you know, brand name, but you can say what kind it is.
Yeah, like the mixture.
I don't know what's in here.
Well, just tell me.
Okay, you got...
Oh, she's married. The woman that made this blend is married.
She is married. But you know what? She could leave at any second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, what's in it?
You got onion.
How much sodium are we talking in this thing? What percentage of my daily sodium?
0.
Really?
There's no. It's all free.
It's just herbs. It's herbs.
Oh, I love it. You're just changing my life, Andrew. Good job. You did good.
All right.
Okay, let me get to yours.
I know what you got me. You got me my anus.
Okay, well, I noticed this hair. Week, earlier this week, that you had... Your hair was a little bit fluffier and poofier in the front, and you had told me that you used a gel, correct?
No, a paste.
A paste.
No.
Okay.
Styling cream.
A styling cream. And I thought, you know what would maybe work better for him is a styling mousse. So he got you a curl mousse.
Okay.
All right. Then.
A mousse? People don't wear mousse anymore, do they?
Yeah. Yes, they all do. Right. A mousse is a very popular thing for curls.
I love the name.
And then I got you, so you told us about the tale that's coming out.
Yeah, I told you the story.
Yeah. So I got you medicated wipes, that hemorrhoidal wipes with witch hazel. They're maximum strength formula. They're flushable. They're cooling, soothing, gentle, soft. They're individually wrapped for convenience, and they're easy to reuse for hemorrhoidal and vaginal care. So, you know, Brenna can use them.
Reuse?
No, to use.
Oh, to use. I thought you said reuse.
Well. Yeah, don't do that.
No, that sounds great. I love those.
Yeah, so that'll feel good. You can just keep those in your wallet next to condoms or whatever. I guess you don't use. Then I got you, I know you love, I got you this thing. I don't think I've ever heard you really try this, but if you ever have sleep problems, especially on the road, if you're having trouble getting to sleep, I got you melatonin. in a very low dose, the lowest dose I've ever seen.
How many grams?
And they're gummies. So that you
Oh, I love gummies.
Yes. And it's 2.5 milligrams.
Your boy will eat a gummy when he's hungry.
Well, this will keep you from eating them because you will fall asleep if you eat these. All right. Okay? So then I also got you.
This is cool. I like putting mousse on, a little asshole gel, and go right to bed. Oh, this one you're going to like.
Now, this is for when you go out to the golf course or you're ever outside. It's very masculine, but it is... Do you wear a SPF on your face?
I need to.
So, good that you do. I got you thing that is for... It's like branded for men. It's kind of like it's 70 plus SPF.
Damn.
It won't clog your pores, resists sweat off, and oxybenzone free. It's water resistant for 80 minutes, and it's for sports. And it's number one dermatologist recommended.
I can't believe 70.
70.
I didn't even know it goes up that high.
I didn't know either.
I remember putting on like 15 as a kid.
So, and then I also got
What's SPF stand for, do you know?
Direct to skin heat wraps. These are powerful pain. They're hot therapy to ease away the pain, plus deep muscle relaxation. And I'm keeping these because I never got my heating pad, so I got myself these.
That's bullshit.
And it was a lot cheaper than the heating pad, by the way. This was a fraction of the. I almost bought myself the heating pad, but it would have cut into your supplies too much. So I got these for myself.
Time out. What's SPF stand for?
It's when you get.
Is that Charlie Puth, bro?
Yes, when you get. A hair in your mouth. You go, sun protection forever.
I just want to know how they break it down. I just don't know what. Oh, you know what it is? I think it's the minutes it lasts.
It says, yeah.
No. Something
like
that.
The amount. It's like if you would burn in 3 minutes, this will make you burn 70 times that. Like you can go 70 times three for the amount of time that you won't burn.
It's sun protection factor.
Okay, so isn't it like whatever the number is, it's that you can times the amount of time it would take you to get burnt. Like, you'll get burnt 70 times. What do you know what I'm saying?
No, what is she saying?
It's an SPF 15.
Oh,
so
Noah's you get burnt reading it and she's still
get burnt if in 1 minute, if you get burnt, this will make it go to 15 minutes. It'll take you to burn. So 15 times the amount of time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so 70 minutes, you could probably not get burnt.
I could
burnt.
Be wrong. No, but that's if you get burnt in 1 minute. If it takes you 15 minutes to get burnt, it's 70 times 15 minutes.
Damn, okay.
So 70 times the amount of regular
That makes
protection.
Sense. Okay.
Yeah, so.
It's got to be thick.
Are you excited about any of the items I got in your Uber
I'm
Eats
I'm excited
order?
Just to put that on my nose and act like. You know, an old lifeguard.
Well, it's not zinc. It's going to rub in. Do you want to try it now? Do you want me to give you a little?
Yeah, put a little on there. Yeah. I'm going out in the sun.
Here. Your fingers. There you go. Now rub it all over your face. It is not going to clog your pores. I think Brenna will be will like it because it's, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, and this heat wrap, I'm so excited to get this going.
Hey.
My period is until next week.
Stay away. Stay away.
He's practicing being a lifeguard.
Stay
away.
100 yards away from the pier. They're fishing. I know you want a boogie board. That's where the waves are, but I'm sorry. Seriously.
No, rub it all in.
Get away from the pier.
Andrew, rub it all in.
Get away. I always wanted to be that guy. And then they get angrier and angrier.
Yes. I watched last night. I watched. So, by the way. Anyone can use this Uber Eats app, so make sure you try out getting just random grocery items, things that you need from the pharmacy, just, you know, any of the stuff that we just ordered, you can get right away to your door, your front door, so much faster than making a whole trip of it. Because sometimes you just need one or two things. You don't want to make a whole grocery store trip because then you go and you end up spending so much more money than you would if you just got someone to go get it for you. You don't have to leave. Oh, treat yourself. Try the Uber Eats app today. Final thought. Yeah. Last night, are you watching Love on the Spectrum, the USA, the US edition?
No.
It's really, really good. God, I love that show so much. It's sweet. It's everything that this, you know, the other episodes
were.
The
last
one was? Yeah. I was also watching the new Ricky Gervais special. What'd you think?
I didn't watch enough of it.
Yeah. But what, so
I went from Jackass. I want to hear someone actually talk and not just put it. Legos
Someone who actually
asshole.
Wrote.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't want that either. I don't know what I want. And then I put on...
Yeah, are you a Ricky Gervais fan?
I'm a fan-ish of him.
Yeah.
He comes off a little pompous to me, but I obviously appreciate his work.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit? And then I put on Letterman interviewing someone, and I hated that too. I couldn't find anything that, like,
oh, yeah, for the This Is My Next Guest. Or
it was Cardi B, and it was just like, it was.
I'm very uncomfortable watching Letterman right now. I don't like when people come out of retirement to do things. I'm just like, go relax. Like, it makes me sad because it makes me realize that, like, I guess I project and I think that someday I'm going to want to quit, and then I'll quit doing whatever I'm doing and, like, just finally have time to hang out with my family and leisure time, and I'm going to want to keep working. And I'm not going to really have the same, like, gusto that I had before. There's just something, I just want Letterman to just go
be. At your celebrity status, right? Like, I think
your fucking nose with that stuff on it.
What's up? It's back to pier.
I just know that I'm not going to be running on any wet surfaces if you're around. I'm scared to get yelled at.
Look, it's not. I just want the best for what's on the beach. I'm not like
so
trying to be
an
asshole.
Not relate a lifeguard to being on the beach. I relate them to being at a pool.
Rusty was a lifeguard, my ex-business partner.
Wait, what's the thing that you were going to say about David Letterman and my celebrity status, you said?
He interviews, like, what you would consider the A of the A.
Yeah, A-list. A-A-A.
And that kind of annoys me. Like, and I'm not even close to, like, that world to think, you know, I've had dreams of him interviewing
Of Letterman interviewing you in your shower.
In Wyoming.
Yes, yeah.
Where he came to my house.
Wait, that's was your dream?
Yeah, he came to me.
Wasn't even a show yet. He was only still doing his studio one, and you were dreaming of him coming
to
Wyoming?
Shit. Yeah.
Weird, dude.
I know.
Why are you in Wyoming? I've never even heard you say that word.
I already retired and I was living on a pasture. I already made enough money.
Letterman's still alive when you're retired?
Yeah, I hit it big early.
Your fantasies make no fucking sense.
What's that one movie? Hangover?
Okay, but go on.
So I was kind of that realm. You know, what's his name? Galifianakis lives off the grid.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was not his character in the movie.
No, him now.
Okay.
I pictured myself as a Bill Murray-ish. I'll come back to
do
a movie.
But it's just weird when Letterman still had his late night show that you would fantasize about him interviewing you, and it wouldn't even be in his studio. Mm-hmm. It would be on your farm in Wyoming, which wasn't a thing. Letterman wasn't doing, like, house calls.
No, not yet.
Okay, so
whoever,
it annoys you because you think, I will never be able to be interviewed by him.
That, and it just comes off very, like,
Elitist.
And that's the same thing
Met
with your
Gala.
Face. I don't like elitism. And it's someone.
And Letterman's supposed to be a man of the people,
yes.
That just, like, is, like, funny and, like, doesn't take celebrity too seriously. And
that was his whole thing.
That was his whole thing.
Yes.
And now he's worshiping Cardi B.
Yes, that's the problem.
And Billie Eilish. No offense to them. They're extraordinary talents. But, like, I just don't buy. He's a comedian. He's not an interviewer. Letterman was never someone that was, like, getting the truth out of people.
Yes.
Like, I want to see Katie Couric interview someone. I want to see Meredith Vieira. I want to see, you know, I don't even know, like, Bryant Gumbel.
Here's the thing. When
but
you
like,
go.
Ed Bradley, but not, yeah. David Letterman, he's supposed to do comedy.
There. That's my. That's,
why is he
you're
interviewing
putting it
into
words what, exactly how I feel. And then I go, you know what, though? It goes back to him going to Wyoming. Him going to them, he's losing all his power. He had power when he had the show. He had the desk.
Yes.
You had to impress him. Now he's trying to impress
them. Something I feel like he has dropped a little bit of that, like,
ego.
And so he's a little bit more, like, receptive to, like, getting to know people and being interested in them as opposed to, like.
He's interested in the A-listers.
Yes, that's the
problem.
The problem. It's such.
It feels.
But guess who isn't interested in A-listers? It brings us back to everything. Like, everyone wants money. Everyone wants fame.
I know. But I just, I have trouble getting caught up.
I am excited, though, because he interviewed my friend Robin Tran. She's a transgender comedian for that Netflix Is a Joke Festival and did an interview with Robin. And Robin is by no means an A-lister. And I thought that's going to be cool. I can't wait to see that.
And Rosebud, I think, did that.
Oh, Rosebud got interviewed by Letterman?
It was like a stand-up showcase kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
For
that's going to be awesome.
For Netflix Is a Joke or something.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's going to be so good. But Ricky Gervais's special, he comes out of the gate and, like,
making
I know that he would
jokes,
say.
Right? Or
no, I would know that he would say, like, take a joke. Like, this is why there are no funny female comics, because they all.
Oh,
they
yes. The
but
very,
he comes out of the gate saying there are no funny women. And he doubles down on the joke so many times, even though he says, now that's funny because it's obviously I'm saying something that isn't true. There are many funny women, like Eddie Izzard. And then he goes on to keep saying women aren't funny. And yes, I don't think Ricky Gervais really thinks that women aren't funny and that there aren't funny women, but I do believe that him saying that makes people who are dumb,
yes, of course,
think that there aren't funny women.
Yes.
And then that makes it harder for me to have a life.
There's a truth in
who really gives a shit if I get to be successful, but it does affect.
Yeah, and there's truth inside there. If they're laughing, he's saying, we know this is a joke. But I would say 70% of the audience is like, yeah, there aren't funny women.
All right, we got to go. You got zinc on your nose. This is the end of the shows. And it's been a good run. We got one more to do tomorrow. Things won't be filled so much with sorrow, but they probably will because it's going to keep happening. Nothing's going to change. And it's not because I don't care. I do care a lot. You should watch the Carlin documentary to get the reference that Andrew made before. This rap is uninspired, but... I'm starting to perspire because it's not going well, and that's what happens when I start to bomb. I start to sweat. I start to feel wet. I start to regret starting this rap. Andrew, take it from here.
It's really becoming spoken wordish. Yeah. Like Casey at the bat.
I'm just too tired.
Yo, I'll bring it up.
Come on, bring it up, man. Bring it up.
You might want to back up a little bit because I'm about to spit. Yeah, I spit far like my fucking hemorrhoid tail. I'll fucking put zinc on because I never fail. If you're getting close to the pier, you better stay away because it ain't happening here. I'll take a crab out of the sand. I'll have it claw your nuts. I'll put it on Jackass and say Johnny Knoxville wrote it with his fucking pen.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good job, man. You stepped it fucking up.
Yeah, man.
All right, we got to go. We love one more show tomorrow to round out the week. Can't wait to see you then. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Try the Uber Eats app. Don't be cut and
Jack Knoxville.
Did you write that?
I did. He did for me.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.